And now it's time for Chesapeake Traditions Today.
My name is Janice Marshall, born and raised on Smith Island, and I've always grew up making the traditional Smith Island cakes. I don't think nobody really ever knows where they started. I don't think they know. I asked my aunt before she passed away. She was almost 90. And I said, Mylena was my grandma. I said, do you remember Mylena making these cakes when you were a girl, little girl? She said, yes, my lord, that they did. They didn't have them like they do now. They would have them like on Christmas, you know, special occasions. And she made sure she made that every Christmas, chocolate layer cake. What I remember, they made about 6 layers, you know, 7 at the most. And then as modern ovens and pans and all that come available, then the younger women started making them in smaller, you know, layers. But I seen one on Facebook had 15 layers. It was a pretty cake. I don't know who had made it, but too much trouble for me. It was a 15-layer cake. It was a beautiful cake. So, you know, who's to say where it come from? And see, my grandma never had an oven when she was younger a stove with an oven. They always used, it was a little tin oven. She called it her baker. And it would stay on the floor until she got ready to bake biscuits or something. And she would pick it up out of the floor and set it on top of her wood stove or her coal oil burner until that got hot enough to bake her pan of bread or something. And it only had like one shelf in it. So sometimes I wonder if that's where they didn't start. They might have come over from Europe. I don't know. But I know they make them all up and down the East Coast because people in North Carolina, I've got friends down there, they know of the older women used to make them. I believe it's easier to bake a small layer than it is a thick one in them kind of ovens they had then. I don't know if that's where they started, if they started over in Europe. But what's so funny, I mean, it was just cake to us. We didn't pay attention to what it was. So Elaine F., she's the folklorist with the state of Maryland. You might know Elaine. She comes down there a lot. When they were starting a museum in Yule, we were raising money and things, and people would bring these cakes, and she'd say, Janice, what's this? I said, it's cake. She said, no, what is it? I said, Elaine, it's cake. What I thought was cake, she recognized as something different and special. So, you know, what was so traditional and just plain to us, it was just cake. And that's how we made them. Isn't that funny? And I always called her the Columbus of Smith Island cakes. They've always been there, but it took her to come there and discover them. I think in this area, they'll probably always be popular for a while. But it's still traditional over there, because most of the things you go to, like community gatherings and all, they still have the cake. But a lot of times, the youngsters will try it. Now, my daughter, she does it. But, you know, I guess when they get married, they start making them. For things like suppers and community events, things like that. My granddaughter, she can make 7 and 8 cakes in the morning. I would be bad off and nearly dead, as we say on She can whip them up so quick. And I just feel so proud of her.
Chesapeake Traditions Today is produced by the Ward Museum of Wildfowl Art, Salisbury University, and the National Folk Festival, with support from Maryland Traditions and the National Council for the Traditional Arts, in collaboration with Delmarva Public Media.